In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Be seated. So one of our beloved listeners reminded me the entire week that I was going to be preaching the Sunday after the election. And needless to say, I was concerned. And I was concerned because I was unsure of whether this sermon would speak to us in our particular time. And to tell you the truth, I am still unsure. But in my heart, I feel that the Word of God always speaks to us in some unique way. And more often than not, the Word of God seems to whisper to us. And where we keep playing. And so the sermon may not directly address the reality of our present situation. But I hope that somewhere here you will find something wrong. What is wisdom? What does it mean to be wise? Some of you know I am an itinerant adjunct professor. And whenever I teach philosophy, I love to ask my students this question. And yes, I do it as an educational exercise, I can talk about it. But I also do it because I am genuinely interested in whether that's the case. Because guess what? I don't know the answer. I don't know what this is. If I were put on the spot right now and asked the silence, I couldn't tell you. My mind would just go blank. Wisdom is one of those things, I think, that you know it when you see it, but it is difficult to find. It's kind of like love. It's difficult to conceptualize, but we know it when we see it. And yet, not love. Wisdom can sometimes be deceiving. Sometimes we think we see it, but then we realize later on it isn't really there. And sometimes we can fall into the opposite path. Sometimes we meet someone, assume that wisdom is not there, but then we later discover that it is. I remember when I was in college being in awe of my professors, thinking of them as these wise students because they possess what I believe to be a special kind of knowledge that no one else has. And I thought to myself, yes, study, knowledge, that is wisdom. And in the final trial, and I got to know more and more academics, I found myself being enchanted by many of them. Because the more I came to know them, I began to see that, like most of us, or even like all of us, there were elements of wisdom missing in insight and character. And I gradually came to realize that academic wisdom, it has its limits in terms of its ability to bestow us with the true wisdom. And is not careful. Academic expertise, like any expertise, we need to narrow one's vision of the truth rather than broaden it. And my motivation here is not to not academic, because we did this, or to be considered an academic. And indeed, I have known wise academics in my life, but I've certainly benefited from those labors. But the point that I'm trying to make is this. Wisdom is elusive. And because of this elusive nature, it opens us up to being deceived. What I've experienced in college is something that I think many of us have experienced. The disappointment of thinking you were found something, and then realizing it isn't there. In my case, I thought that somehow formal education
results in wisdom. That knowledge equals wisdom.
But then I discovered that there is actually much more to the equation. Yes, I believe that wisdom does require knowledge, but there are many sources of knowledge, and many of them are that lead to wisdom. And although wisdom requires knowledge, knowledge is not all that wisdom requires. Wisdom seems to demand much more than it only adds. Now, the question, what is wisdom, is an ancient one, and there is no shortage of comments here. Our own tradition has much to say on this subject. Indeed, there is an entire body of literature in ancient scriptures called Wisdom Literature. And it is in this collection that books like Proverbs, Ecclesiasticus, and the opening Book of Wisdom, which we read for this morning, speak exhaustively about this religious book. So what do these books say? How do they respond to wisdom? Well, each of these chapters believes in which they different things, but there is a single feature that they all have in common, and this is what they say. If you are searching for wisdom, you will not find it in this world, because wisdom is divine. It comes from God. Indeed, wisdom is so intimately connected to God that it is not so much a thing as it is an extension of God's very divinity. Wisdom is the very spirit of God. It flows into this world. It speaks to us and it guides us. But the wisdom authors are explicit about this next point. God's wisdom does not speak to all people. Rather, he speaks to those who seek him. Yes, the wisdom authors describe wisdom in the feminine as living wisdom. She is his word in the feminine. And so here, was with God in the beginning, and he reveals herself to those who love him. She is radiant and unfinished, he comes. And if you discern it, he will lead you to perfect understanding. And so the first step in becoming wise is desire, the desire for Sophia. Now, this concept of Sophia was profoundly influential. Because when early Christian theologians were trying to understand Jesus' relationship to God, the passages on Sophia helped them to make this connection. In the Romans of the Orthodox Church Father, wisdom is the Son of God. The Word of God before the incarnation. Remember in the prologue of the Gospel of John, the evangelist Christ was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Before the incarnation, Jesus was Sophia, is Sophia. And so when Jesus took on human form, wisdom walked the earth and gave insight to those who were followers of Christ. So let's conclude this. What means wisdom? Well, for us Christians, Jesus is wisdom. And by seeking him, by loving him, our desire is important. But as we ever say most of our words, Jesus rarely speaks plainly to us, doesn't he? He speaks in parables. It's not easy to figure out. And so wisdom demands more of us than knowledge of Christ speaking the most. It requires humility, a discerning mind, an open heart, prayerful judgment, and the courage and persistence to not only understand the word, included in that. At the end of the day, we do not get our wisdom from this world. We desire a wisdom that comes from God. And this is what makes us different. This is what makes us Christian. Earthly wisdom comes in words. The world is sick and sick. But amid this fall, there is a light that will never be extinguished. And as we invite our ministers in this world, they will sound comforting. That the word has allowed. For as our Lord said, the word will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Wisdom is bringing. Wisdom is unfolding. Amen.